Hello.
Hello. Thank you so much for taking the call. This is Elba, and I'm calling you from Opinion Research. Today, we're talking to people in your area about local issues, and of course, your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential, and I would like to start by getting to know if you are registered to vote in North Carolina.
Yes, I am. Is there any particular person that you're looking for?
No, actually, the only request for you to participate in the survey is being registered to vote in North Carolina. Would you say that you think of yourself as a male, a female, a gender queer, a gender non-conforming, not exclusively male or female? Or would you say that you are an additional gender category?
I'm a male.
Okay, thank you so much. And may I know what's the year of your birth?
69.
Okay, thank you so much for that. The 69, right?
Uh-huh.
Awesome. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay, thank you so much for that. What's your race?
Excuse me?
What would you say is your race?
My race? Oh, I'm African American.
Yes. Okay, thank you so much for that. Also, what's the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
High school.
Bachelor's degree, right?
No, high school.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Thank you so much for that. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Would you please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means you have some power, or 0 means your vote has no power at all?
Probably a 2.
Okay, thank you so much. And thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Would you say that it is somewhat dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfying.
Thank you so much for that. Please write your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that, okay? How favorable from 0 to 10 you feel about the Republican Party?
Probably a 2.
Okay, what about Joe Biden?
A 2.
What about Kamala Harris?
A 2.
What about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
2.
What about Attorney General John Stein?
2.
What about Donald Trump?
2.
What about the Democratic Party?
1.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Also, I know it's still a long way off, but in the November 2024 election the ones for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Would you vote for Republican Donald Trump? Would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden? Would you vote for the third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? Would you vote for other independent or third party? Or would you vote for other political office but not present? Or would you not vote at all in the upcoming elections?
Undecided right now.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And if you had to choose, for whom would you vote? Like Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third party? Would you vote for other political offices but not for president? Would not vote at all in the, or would you not vote for at all in the upcoming elections?
Undecided on that as well.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Would you vote for your House representative, the Republican candidate, or the Democratic candidate?
I'm not sure, because I got to do more investigations. It's very undecided.
It is okay, but if you had to lean for someone, like if you had to choose, would you lean to vote for the Republican candidate, or would you lean to vote for the Democratic or the Democratic candidate?
Well, it's still kind of hard for me because I haven't seen nothing really great from either party, so it's to me it's almost worthless, but undecided.
Okay, thank you. And which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither of them is perfect? The first statement I have right here is, my personal decisions are where impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much. Or do you think that voting in the upcoming 2024 elections will have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life?
Out of my voting history, I still haven't seen a change where it's helped me and my people. So, you know, it's either way, I'm kind of like in the middle because I haven't seen a great change for us, my race is concerned.
Okay, so will you vote for the first statement then?
Probably not.
Okay, second statement then?
No, I might not even vote at all.
Okay, and if you have to somewhat be more favorable with one of these statements, even if you're not fully favorable with them, would you somewhat go for a statement B or would you go for a statement A?
I don't like neither.
Okay. But we have to choose so we can continue with the survey. So you tell me if you would like me to go for the first statement somewhat or somewhat for the second one.
What was the first one again?
The first one is, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much.
I'll go with the one where voting will impact my life, because,
Okay. And would that be somewhat more or much more?
Probably just more. I guess, yeah.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? The first one is, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but cool in the future. Then I have the second statement is, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. And then I have right here, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Which of the three of them would you go for?
Would you like
me to read them back?
Mm-hmm. I would like to see the American people get help.
Okay, so that means the same in 1, 2, or 3?
I can't remember because it's kind of hard for me to make out really what you're saying. So
it's okay. I will go ahead and repeat. The first one is, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but will in the future.
Yeah, they're not working for us, for the American people real good right now. Don't seem to be.
Okay, let's go for that one then. In general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? The first one is the future of the planet. Do you feel negative or positive?
The way things are going, I feel negative because, you know, it's just bad.
Okay, then what about your own future? Do you feel negative or positive?
Somewhat negative.
Okay, and how do you feel about the future of the country, negative or positive?
Somewhat negative.
Thank you so much for that. Do you expect it to be harder or easier for you to vote in upcoming 2024 November general election, or will it be about the same? Do you think it is going to be? Okay, thank you so much for that. And thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select up to two answers of the following list. The first one is, it is too difficult for me to vote. Racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote. I don't like any of the candidates. I don't have time to vote because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter. Because voting doesn't change things that matter to me, or you just think that you don't know enough about the candidate.
Voting doesn't change anything for me.
Once again?
Voting doesn't change anything for me. But
okay,
I like voting.
And then you can choose one more.
And I don't know enough about the candidate.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? You may select all of the prize. Would you say that MAGA Republicans, Democrats, or politicians, racist politicians, or none of the above?
Yes? Lisa, do we need to do what again? Read that question again?
Yeah, who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? You can select all that apply. Would you go for MAGA Republicans, Democrats, all politicians, racist politicians, or none of the above?
I would say racist politicians.
Okay. Any other one?
Probably Republican.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And below is a list of potential threats to democracy in America.
I got a question. How many more questions? Because I'm still at work.
Oh yeah, we just finished the first part of the survey, and we are missing the same amount of questions that we actually have gone through right now. So we're almost done. Below is a list of potential.
Is it possible I can just call you back when I get off work?
Well, we were not missing that much. Let's try to go ahead and continue up until where we can, and then I can also call you back, okay?
Okay, because my supervisor is headed my way, and I don't...
I understand. Let's just go ahead and do the best we can, and then if we're not done, I can call you back, okay? So I was telling you that I have a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how concerned you are about each item on a scale from 0 to 10.